Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the strategy by Netflix to feature original programming in its streaming service appears to be winning over more subscribers, but there is concern about the bottom line, and Netflix shares today are off about 6%. We're talking about it with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program. What are investors here worried about with Netflix? I mean, now they've got more subscribers than HBO.
They do. In fact, that's a pretty big milestone. Netflix now with 31 million subscribers, HBO with 29 million subscribers. They added 1.3 million new subs in third quarter, July through September for Netflix. And, you know, the stock has been the hottest stock on the S&P 500 this year. So it is, to a lot of people, looking very toppy. Even CEO Reed Hastings admits there's a little what he calls euphoria around his stock. There have been some hold and even sell ratings by S&P Capital IQ taking a look at the stock. So investors, yeah, it's been on a big ride. It's possibly looking toppy to some people, and that's the perspective there on the investment side. On the business strategy side, of course, good news when it comes to those subscription growth numbers and their continued viability as a content creator.
This is quite a turnaround for this company that had a few missteps a couple of years back.
Certainly did. You know, they really took a hit when they came out with the new pricing strategy for DVDs and made a few other missteps. But CEO Reed Hastings has this thing going pretty good with the streaming model, obviously. And at $8 a month, what's the argument is people like it. If you've got a device that's Netflix-enabled, boom, you're right there watching hit shows like The House of Cards, which won an Emmy, and the new hit series that there's a lot of buzz about right now, Orange is the New Black. So at this point in their lifespan, with things changing in their business model probably every 6 months to a year, they're looking good. And more changes are possibly around the corner as they start negotiating with cable operators.
Well, Netflix is spending about $2 billion a year on programming content. That includes original content as well as its lease arrangements for rebroadcasting movies, TV, and so on. Do you have any figures on how that compares with what HBO spends on content?
You know, I don't, but I know that when you talk to stock analysts about this and read their commentary, that high cost of producing content is definitely one of the risks that the stock faces. It's also one of the risks that the company faces. Part of the model for being successful as cable operators and other content creators has been to do it for less and to do it cheaper than the network model, which involved, you know, shooting pilots and going through a lot of development and throwing a lot of money into a program that may or may not get picked up for a second episode, forget a second season. So the model has been to try to reduce the onerous cost of content. But even so, Sherman, even with those things in mind, producing original content, very spendy.
It certainly is. Tom, thanks for joining us. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.